Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
All right, the student vent line here. Sometimes you just got to get it out.
Yeah, especially students. They're, you know, just tired of being in school. It's rainy today and I don't know.
Christmas break is right around the corner.
And you're just like sick of your teachers and your classmates. Everybody's driving you nuts.
Everything's so dramatic.
Everything is
so emotional and it hurts and it's wonderful and it's awful. And, you know, so they need a way to get that out because sometimes, you know, people just don't understand. Most of the times, especially adults, you don't understand.
Because we haven't been there.
Because you're old and you don't, you're just not in the know.
So it's fun to listen to these because they will bring you right back to seventh grade or the ninth grade. But if you are a student and you want to use our vent line, 404-255-3535.
Guys suck. Like, I just want to say to the guy out there at my school, thank you for just using me, flirting with me, acting like I'm your girlfriend at school. But no. When as soon as your real girlfriend comes around, I'm nothing to you. Like, oh, and then your best friend who wants to go around and flirt with me, but then when we all get back at school, he acts like a complete jerk. Oh my gosh, like I can't stand guys sometimes. So for the guy who's used me for the past couple months, like I'm done with you. Completely done.
You're also going to notice that some of these will translate into the adult world also.
I was going to say, she could have been at any age, really. Right.
I have always maintained that none of us really evolved from like the eighth grade. Problems are still the same.
That's true.
Hi. My vent is that Spanish. I cannot stand Spanish. I absolutely hate it. And I'm in the IB program, so it's very complicated for me. Thank you, Bert Show. Bye.
Adios.
Adios. The stuff they made you do in that class.
In Spanish?
Yeah, you had to talk Spanish, and the teacher never talked Spanish in the class.
Imagine that.
Well,
weird.
You never had to talk until the final exam, so I could get her drift.
Somewhere the Spanish lost me. Like, I always got Spanish 1 and 2 was no problem.
Right.
Because we're keeping it pretty simple. You're talking about just new words, but then you get all past tense and present past tense, and I could not get past Spanish 2.
Really?
That was it for me.
I took Spanish 1, 2, 3, and 4, and then I went to college, and I took Spanish 1 and 2.
You don't remember thing,
don't
do
speak,
you?
You don't speak it.
Nothing.
But you could probably read words. If you go to another country, you could read the menu read the street signs.
I do okay, but I'm telling you, I went to 4 full years of Spanish in high school and 2 full semesters in college. Like, I should be...
You should be able to hold the conversation.
Barely. I should be better than I am.
I can hear Spanish being spoken, and I know what's happening in the conversation because I'll pick up a word here and a word there, but...
That's how I am with French, but that's
for the most part, not at all.
There's a girl at my school. I like her a lot, and she broke up with me. Mm-hmm. And I still like her a lot, like, a lot. And then she goes and just, like, blows me off, and she goes and talks to other guys, even while she's going out with me and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, so... I don't know what to do right now, so she's enough. Call me back.
Aww. Aww. Oh, get buddy.
Did you say call me back?
Yes. He's your friend.
I want a guy to say I like her a lot. Because that means more than a lot.
You're going out with a girl for like 3 weeks and you tell her that you like her a lot, you're going to get far.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Aww, cute. Totally going to get up her shirt.
Man, the first time that you're heartbroken, man.
God. Oh, poor thing, buddy.
Oh, that hurts. Then you have to see her at school.
And flirt with other guys, like you said. Her.
Have the same classes.
Hurts.
Okay. I'm bi, and I'm a freshman in high school. I'm having problems with the fact that everybody treats me differently because I have a girlfriend. So I don't know whether or not to just say, through you, I don't need you. Let me know what you think.
I don't know. What do you think?
Well, that's tough. Gosh,
that's brave, man.
Yeah, I mean, I can't relate because I stayed in the closet till I was out of college. I mean, I am so admirable of kids who are willing to stand up for, I mean, and it doesn't even have to be, you know, she said she's bisexual. It doesn't have to be that anything that a young kid stands up for, mm-hmm. I admire because I was a coward when I was 14,
you just want to
15.
Fit in. Yeah. You just mm-hmm. are just want to fit in. Don't be noticed.
Right.
You know?
Being gay and having your head shoved in toilet. And swirlies. Mm. That is the worst thing possible.
Okay, so my parents keep getting on to me about my grades, and I'm trying to pull them up, but it's really hard because I'm one of those girls where I care about my social life.
Oh, no.
So I have no idea what to do. Not to mention, my stepdad wants me to get a job if I don't do anything after school. He's dumb. But yeah, thanks.
Sometimes you're just going to have to live with your unreasonable parents asking you to get good grades and a job and stuff like that.
I care about my social life.
If my child told me I care about my social life,
I'd laugh.
That's a guy would laugh out loud.
I would.
I would laugh the same way I laugh at a 5-year-old using the F word. For real.
Okay. Well, I'm a junior. I go to Rockdale, and my mom, she's seriously crazy. She won't let me go to any parties without there being chaperones. She won't let me go hang out with my friends without meeting their parents. She won't even let me drive my own car. And then, like, I have friends, like, in different counties. She won't let me go and see them. She's really, really crazy. And then she feels like she can control me, but I only have one more year left. So why not let me do what I want, you know? She's crazy right now, and I'm really trying to move away from her. So, yeah. Bye.
So what she's suggesting here is, I think she said she's a rising senior, right, between her junior and senior year?
Mm-hmm.
So she's just saying, Mom, leave me out. I got it all worked out. Just leave me alone for 1 year.
I'm an adult now.
Don't you remember that, though? You're just so...
I got
you
this.
So ready to go to college? I was so ready to go to college for like a year before I was able to go.
Yes.
You're just ready for your independence at that stage.
See, I don't think I was because I was such a nerd in high school and was so like... Gotta get into a good college. Gotta get into a good college. That I only think I started enjoying high school once I got my acceptance letters to college.
And
so then
relax.
I had like 1 year that was all chill and senior year and everything was fun. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, it's over. Like, this is what everybody's been doing. You know, the ones who are still in Syracuse as auto mechanics are great. Would spend all of, it's so much fun in high school.
I couldn't wait to get out of there and get to college. I couldn't wait. But I knew I know I wasn't ready for it because I was done in 6 months because I drank so much and partied so much. But I couldn't wait, suffocating in that house in high school.
I had the earliest curfew of anybody I knew in high school.
Mm-hmm. Like,
what was the curfew?
I think the latest that it ever was 11 o'clock. Yeah. And that was like
11.
That was the end of my senior year.
Yeah.
Like, and all my friends could stay until 12, 1, spend
really?
The night out,
yeah,
drive, like all that kind of stuff. 11.
Really?
In the house, lockdown.
My parents are like, so long as you come back by December, dude, we're cool. Just, you know, I know it's July and all. But just.
But
you
still went nuts in college.
I did. Yeah, I went nuts.
Because usually the people that had more freedom in high school didn't go as crazy in college.
Right. It's such a long. Yes and no to that question, but it would be such a long explanation of how my dad was really controlling but really would allow me to just stay out. He doesn't care.
Right.
He didn't care at one point, but with other things was so controlling that when I got to college, man, I had zero discipline. I can't believe I lasted 6 months.
After I came home from my first semester at Florida State, my dad was like, now you got the social life thing down, but if the grades don't come up, you're not going back. And I was like,
okay,
it just took me one semester to just party and go a little crazy. And then it was like, okay, get it together.
Applications. Oh my God. I'm about to punch a baby. That's how much I hate them.
Oh,
like, seriously? You know how college is all encouraging about, you know, you going to college, getting a higher education. Well, guess what? When you have to require about 10 bajillion essays for them, yeah. It doesn't exactly help their case. So, yeah, I hate college applications. Goodbye.
It does.
It's always the stressful. Fee and the filling it out and the essay questions and if you had to get references for it. And yeah, it's a lot.
It should just be easy. You should just be able to call up and go, hey, I want to go to your school. Yeah. And based on a 30-second conversation, they should say yes or no.
You're here. I'm here. Let me in.
Let's just get it done. We know you need my money.
Hello.
Just let me in.
Yes.
The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe. Rechalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.